Well, Coach, overall, just a really solid one tonight. First quarter was kind of a back-and-forth ordeal, but you guys made a nice run towards the end of the quarter, and then second and third quarters, I thought, were you guys just really kind of ran away with it.
You know, the first quarter got out 19-11, I think. I thought it was a good response from Tuesday night. Cumberland's a good team. It wasn't a bad loss, but that loss hurt. And the boys really responded the past 2 days in practice and came out here, you know, home court, homecoming. Sometimes you'd be a little bit jacked up. First shot was off the backboard. But I thought they really calmed down, played. I thought we were connected defensively in the first quarter and really getting after it. And our post defense, you know, the Bowers kid inside's a load, and I thought we did a really good job as a team defense.
You talk about the loss to Cumberland, and it's always a struggle to lose on the road, especially to a team that's as good as Cumberland, especially whenever you had a shot to win it. But like you said, I mean, the boys really just came out and looked like they put that loss behind them pretty quick.
Yeah, we had a tough couple practices. That loss, you know, it's a long season. Coach Rados, they're going to win 20 games. I know they will. So it wasn't a bad loss, but when the boys respond to hard coaching and come out here and execute the way we did tonight, I can't complain.
You talk about the job that you guys did on Lucas Bowers, and he's a load at 6'5", yep. And he's strong, athletic.
But
you guys just were able to really keep him in check and only held him to, I think, 4 points.
I thought Jacob Johnson did a really good job. And again, it's not just one person. It's a team defense. I thought the help side on the backside was really good. And then when Jacob helped on a drive, I thought our help the helper was really good. I thought the guards were connected in that aspect. So as a team, I thought we did a really good job of – there was when they came back in that third quarter, that stretch where we were giving up paint touches a lot. We were giving some dribble drives and dump downs to Bowers, and then we kind of adjusted again. So it was a good thing to see that we could stay connected.
And, of course, I thought that was really a big difference in the game was Jacob Johnson, not only the efforts that he had defensively, but really I thought he was, outside of Cade, your best offensive player.
Yeah, we had him down for 15-7. I mean, he easily could have got the championship belt tonight. He's a shorter type post, 6'2", but he understands how to use his long arms and to shoot over the top of some players. I've harped on him sometimes to kick it out, but sometimes, you know, you get it 2 feet from the basket, you got to go score something. And Jacob did a good job tonight. I thought he did a really good job rolling to the hole when we were on some handoff pick and roll situations. So, if he's giving us 15 a night, that's a bonus for sure.
Of course, too, whenever you have one of your leading scorers with Cooper McManaway putting up 0 points,
yep.
I mean, it's nice to see guys like Jacob and guys like Parker stepping up and having the offensive outings that they did.
Yeah, Parker hit some big shots. If he would hit one of those ones late, he would have had an even bigger night. You know, he's got the green light for us. He's our wild card. He's that guy that can, you know, have 15 points a game just by the shots created from Cooper and Cade and Zane. I thought Cooper McManaway, even though he didn't score he scored 0 points in that third quarter, kind of sparked us defensively. I thought he led us, you know, got us to that break. We had Cade and Zane on the bench, and our bench plus Cooper really got us going, got us that lead.
Yeah, and he was diving all over the floor.
Right.
He was tipping balls. I mean, whenever you see someone going like that, it's easy as a player, especially as a sophomore, to be like, man, my shots aren't falling. It's easy to take yourself out of the game. But whenever he's just doing whatever it takes to win, it seemed like it ignited a spark for everybody.
Right. Maybe in years past or games past, he would hang his head. But I think the seniors got after him a little bit. Said, hey, we need you. You know, keep your head up, keep shooting it if it's there. But he didn't let it affect him. He got it. You know, defense, and we say it every year, defense and rebounding don't have off nights. Our rebounding dominated, and the defensive side, I thought he was our leader tonight.
I felt like tonight was really a showcase of what this offense can be like with how much depth you guys have and how much scoring you guys have. And it seemed like they were trying to do whatever they could to take Cade away, but it just felt like every time you guys were working around the perimeter, either Zane or Parker was getting a wide open three.
Yeah, you got to have a couple good defenders, Cade's going to get bodied up, so they're going to put their best defender on Cade. So you got to have one or two guys step up. I thought our bench gave us great minutes. You know, they didn't necessarily score. Carson Millville hit a big three, and he can do that. He does it in all-time practice, so he's going to have opportunities this year. But this is what we kind of saw going into the season. We saw some. We saw our offensive team. We can get defensive connected. We can be really good.
Talk about it being a homecoming atmosphere, and yep. I really felt like the home crowd brought a lot of energy, and it's the way that this gym gets loud. You guys can really use that to your advantage.
Absolutely, I've given up screaming on the floor, trying to talk to the boys. This gym, I've said it since I've been here, is the best game gym. You know, it can get loud, especially in big games. You know, and we only feed off of it. I mean, our record here in the 14 years I've been here, it's got to be over 90%. We just, and that's attribute to Tribal Council, who helped us with the shot clock a little bit tonight even, and the crowd. So, you know, if we can harness that and bring it on the road sometimes, you know, what they give us is great energy.
And, of course, that's one thing that's always going to really help a lot of high school kids is just having great energy and a great crowd support behind them.
Yeah. They see what this town and this community does for basketball. It really brings out, you know, the best effort in our boys.
Now you got a little bit of a break between now and your next game, going on the road to take on a really good Newton team.
Yep,
A team that's kind of had your number over the last few
right.
years.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong there. Coach Bierman, you know, he's been at T-Town before, so he kind of knows the secrets a little bit of what we do. So he's going to have them well coached. I think they went 0-2 at the Cumberland tournament. Am I wrong?
I think they were 1-1.
1-1. Okay. So yeah, they're going to be well coached. They're going to be ready to play. And we haven't gone to Newton very well and played. So we haven't done very well there. I've taken some good teams and coming away with some bad losses. So we got to be ready to go going down there.